M. Thanks for cruising with us, baby.
Watching girls go by. My, my, my. I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher. Here comes one now. I was just a boy when I threw away my toys. I found a new pastime. Well on. Members of the other sex, I play the game, I do so well. Oh, I'm a girl watcher, I'm a girl watcher, watching girls go by. My, my, my. I'm a girl watcher, I'm a girl watcher, here comes one now.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. The 2022 Biloxi Shucker season continues to roll on all season long at WGCM.
Hardy, the right-hander, sets. It is 1-2 pitch. Inside edge, called third strike, and the Shuckers have thrown a combined no-hitter.
Across the Magnolia State.
Set at the 2-2, and Dillard hammers this deep to right field. It is out of here in a hurry, and the first home run at Double-A for Thomas Dillard gives the Shuckers the lead in the bottom of the sixth.
This is the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is presented by Coca-Cola, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. Welcome to the Shuckers pregame show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
On an overcast Friday night from MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi. Mississippi Braves and the Biloxi Shuckers continue their six-game series to kick off the start of the second half of the 2022 season. Welcome inside the Shuckers pregame show, Thomas and Zarella. We join alongside Gary Green momentarily. The M Braves picked up a 6-5 win yesterday, snapped their five-game losing skid as the Shuckers' three-game winning streak was halted right there. The M Braves pretty much controlled most of the contest. Jackson Reitz, though, clumped his league-leading 17th home run of the season, a three-run blast in the eighth inning. They would fall just short in that one. So the Shuckers enter today, two games over 500, and the full season today opposite of Darius Vines. We'll get to the rest of the starting lineups next year on the Shuckers pregame show on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim.
We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it for...
Double play! A double play!
Play ball!
The best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Welcome back to the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. It's time now for the starting lineup for both sides. The Mississippi Braves enter today a 30-42 overall record, and they currently 1-2 in the second half of the season. Here is their starting lineups. We'll start with the second baseman, Cody Milligan, leads off batting first, followed by the center fielder, Justin Dean. Left-hitting third baseman, C.J. Alexander, bats third. He's got a pair of home runs the last two nights, both coming in the first inning. Somebody to watch out for first time through the order. The power-hitting designated hitter, Hendrick Clementina, bats cleanup. Cade Bunnell, left-hitting first baseman, bats fifth. Right fielder Trey Harris bats sixth, followed by the left-hitting left fielder, Logan Brown, slotted in the eighth spot with the shortstop, Riley Delgado, rounding out the starting nine. The right-hander Darius Vines will get the ball today on this Friday evening. Well, Vines' season's 3-4 with a 5.45 ERA, but coming off one of his better starts two times back in Birmingham when seven shutout innings, struck out eight batters. And unfortunately, we got the no decision in the process, but on the upward trend, should say, here in the 2022 season. Now for the Shuckers, two games over 500 on the year, 36-34. They are currently in first place in the South Division with a two-run record, half-a-game lead on both Montgomery and Pensacola. And here is the lineup for them tonight. It's the switch-hitting left fielder Noah Campbell batting first. The shortstop, Andrew Monasterio, who also has homered in a back-to-back games, both coming in the first inning. So, again, first inning could be busy tonight when it comes to the long ball from Alexander and Monasterio. They'll both get a chance in the first inning. Brewers' number two prospect, the right fielder Joey Weimer, bats third. Switch hitting first baseman Thomas Dillard bats cleanup. The catcher Jackson Reed, 17 home runs on the season. He is the king in the Southern League right now. And many other categories as well we'll touch on the broadcast. Designator Felix Valerio bats sixth. Third baseman Cam Devaney bats seventh. Switch hitting second baseman tonight is Jason Koku, who bats eighth. In the center fielder is Terrence Dawson. Rounds out the starting nine. A day off for him yesterday. He's back in today. And the southpaw, Brandon Kinnear. No record here in AA so far. ERA just over four at 4.05. Coming off five innings against Pensacola, allowed just one run on one hit. Those are your starting laps tonight for both the Mississippi Braves and the Biloxi Shuckers. When we return here at MGM Park on the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, we'll get you our picks to click. All that next year on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts and DeIrovision of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, DeIroville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere.
challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else. And then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Welcome back to MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi. Thomas and Zarella here at Green. It's time now for our picks to click in tonight's contest. As we'll start over with you, Gary. Who is your pick to click?
I am going to pick the bullpen tonight. As my pick to click, I know we normally pick a specific player with the bullpen as a whole. They got a night completely off last night with T.J. Shook covering the final four innings of the ball game. And they, remember, only had Kent Hassler throw on Tuesday night. So I am going with a pretty well-rested bullpen as I pick the click tonight.
I'm going to go with the designated hitter, the second baseman last night, Felix Valerio, almost left the yard. Banged it off the 325 sign in left field. I think today he's going to get that home run tonight against the Mississippi Braves. First pitch on the side, but first the national anthem here in Biloxi. Listen to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Come celebrate July 4th weekend at MGM Park. Join us on July 3rd for the one and only Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Merit Health Biloxi. Tickets are starting for as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the holiday weekend fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bring MLB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MLB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
Let's go! Woo! Batter up!
Hey, batter.
Play ball!
Play ball!
It's time for the future Brewers stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Biloxi Shuckers, Garrett Green.
From MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi, it is game number 4 in a 6-game set between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves. A very pleasant good evening, everybody, alongside Thomas Zinzarella, Garrett Green with you here. Shuckers come into tonight 36-34 overall on the year. They are 2-1 in the second half of the Southern League campaign. As for the Mississippi Braves, 30-42 overall, they are 1-2 in the second half. Here is the starting lineup for Mississippi. Leading off is the second baseman, Cody Milligan. Justin Dean in center bats second. And C.J. Alexander, the third baseman, hits third. In the cleanup spot, the designated hitter tonight, Hendrick Clementina. Cade Bunnell at first. Trey Harris out in right batting sixth. In the seventh spot is the left fielder, Andrew Morant. Logan Brown does the catching. He's hitting eighth. And rounding it all out is the shortstop, Riley Delgado. They go opposite the left-hander, Brandon Canar. No record with a 4.05 ERA. The Mississippi Braves are led by first-year manager Bruce Crabb. Checkers in their home white jerseys tonight. Blue names and numbers on the back of those white jersey tops. They have on the white pants and the black caps this evening. As for the M-Braves, they are in their navy blue jerseys tonight. White numbers, gray pants on, and they have on the navy caps. So here is the left-hander, Brandon Canar, and his first offer is a little low and inside. We're off and running at 6:36 p.m. Central Time here on the Mississippi coast. Canar's 0-1, and that is fouled off for a strike to Mulligan. Well, there are clouds in the area for sure. Ominous skies around. Stadium lights already on. The 1-1, and a breaking ball just misses the outer edge for a ball. And the count is 2 balls and 1 strike to Milligan. The good news, it is dry here right now. 2-1, and a fastball just off the outer edge. And the count, 3 balls and 1 strike to Milligan. With the rain that we had early this morning and throughout the area, it is 79 degrees at first pitch. 3-1, and that's lashed foul the opposite way by the left-handed hitting Milligan. The count has run full. Compare that to Friday of last week when it was 93 outside and it felt like it was 105. 3-2 hit up the middle, and Canar between his legs stabs it, jogs to first and underhands. How did Brandon Canar come away with that baseball? I thought it was going to shoot right through the five hole and up the middle, but instead Canar gets a hand down and it ends up in his glove.
And it's kind of like one of those is, look what I found in my mitt for Canar. Pleasant surprise.
Well, he will take it for sure. And with one gone, it's Justin Dean who fouls back the first pitch for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, Canar, the 5'10", 217-pound southpaw, kicks home the 0-1. This is fouled off and catches everybody. Reitz and home plate umpire James Jean takes the mask off and he'll walk towards first. That looked like it got Jean on both his mask and his shoulder. And him and Jackson Reitz have a little bit of a chuckle there. And yeah, got Reitz and then went right off of Jean, got him in the face. And
I think Reitz is saying, you sure you're okay? I think Reitz is getting ready to walk the baseball out there and give him some time.
Much more of a glancing blow than the one that Macon Hammond over at third base tonight took last night behind the dish. 0-2, low and inside, missed with a fastball. The count is a ball and 2 strikes. The center fielder, Dean. Canar, a quick worker for a southpaw, and the 1-2 is high. The count, 2 balls and 2 strikes to Dean. Our three-man umpiring crew tonight, James Jean is our home plate umpire and crew chief. Macon Hammond at third, Raul Moreno at first. 2-2, swung on and missed. He threw him a fastball at the top of the zone, and Canar picks up his first K of the night. 2 gone for C.J. Alexander.
Well, let's meet the Shuckers' defense tonight. Starting the outfield left to right, Noah Campbell, Terrence Dawson, and Joey Weimer. On the infield at third is Cam Devaney. Andrew Monasterio, Jason Koch up the middle. Thomas Dillard's at first, and Jackson Reitz behind home plate.
First offer from Canar is a fastball, top of the zone, outer half called a strike. It is 0-1 to Alexander. Well, scouting report on Canar, he throws a fastball, a curveball, a slider, and a changeup. 0-1, another breaking ball is upstairs, and the count is 1-1 to Alexander. Making his fifth start at AA. As the fastball is a little high, 2 balls and a strike to Alexander. Bases empty, 2 gone, no score, Shuckers and M-Braves here in the first. The 2-1. And a breaking ball hit the opposite way, slicing towards the left field corner, but it is fouled just past the bullpen down the left field line. The count draws even at 2-2. Well, Alexander has homered in the first inning in each of the last 2 games. Good streak for Alexander, who prior to the home run that he hit on Wednesday night, had hit just two home runs in his previous 18 games. 2-2, he reaches and swings through a fastball on the outer edge, and it's back-to-back strikeouts as part of a 1-2-3 inning for the lefty Brandon Kinnaird. We head on to the home half of the first inning. Shuckers coming to bat on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
The first inning, Mississippi Braves held off of the board in the top of the first. So here is the starting lineup for the Shuckers that will attempt to score first in this evening's contest. Leading off is the left fielder Noah Campbell, Andrew Monasterio at short hit second, and the right fielder Joey Weimer bats third. In the cleanup spot is the first baseman Thomas Dillard, Jackson Reitz batting fifth, he's the catcher, and Felix Valerio a night off from the field, he's the DH. Batting sixth. In the seventh spot, the third baseman Cam Devaney, Yason Konka at second tonight, and Terrence Dostin, the center fielder, rounds it all out. Right-hander Darius Vines on the mound for the M-Braves. He kicks home the first, and Campbell hits it in the air out to left field, but playable for Dean as he backs up about three strides shy of the warning track in left center field and hauls it in. So Campbell is retired on one pitch as Andrew Monasterio comes to bat.
Mississippi Braves defense tonight. We've already met the Shuckers defense. Andrew Moritz, Justin Eden, Trey Harris in the outfield. On the infield dirt, it's C.J. Alexander at third. Ryan Delgado, Cody Milligan up the middle. Kane Bunnell's at first, and Logan Brown is behind home plate.
Vines kicks home the first offer to Monasterio, and a breaking ball is upstairs for a ball. It is 1-0. Vines 3-4 this year with a 5.45 earned run average. 1-0. And a breaking ball bends to the inner edge. Good biting slider for a strike. And the count is 1-1. Vines making his team-leading 15th start of the season. The kick and the 1-1. And a check swing that is down low. Two balls and one strike to Monasterio. Third start for the season for Vines against the Shuckers and his second here at MGM Park. The 2-1. Inner edge fastball. Ooh. Did not miss by much at 91 miles an hour. And the count goes to three balls and one strike to Monasterio. Vines rocks home. And that is outside and low for ball four. Two pretty good looking pitches there for Vines on back-to-back fastballs on either side of the plate. And they are both called balls. And it's a one-out walk to Monasterio.
Now you can see both. Some of those fastballs did not miss by much, as you alluded to, for sure.
So man on with one gone, and Joey Weimer coming to bat for Biloxi. Weimer in from the right side, and Vines kicks home. And Joey fouls back the first pitch, an elevated fastball for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, Vines regarded as the number 13 prospect in the Atlanta Braves organization, 6'1", 190-pound right-hander. 24 years old, a spin and a throw, and they nearly got Monasterio off the base. It's one of the better right-handed pickoff moves that we've seen out of a pitcher this season.
Harold Chirino's got a good one as well.
That he does. That was the first name that popped to my head. Next offer to Joe, and he pops this one up. Back of home, mask off for Brown, but he stays set as that's onto the concourse. And you can hear the kids running after it down on the concourse. And the count is 0-2 to Weimer. Monasterio on first after his walk. One gone in a scoreless contest here in the home half of the first inning. Vines the 0-2, and it's outside with a breaking ball. The count is 1-2 to Weimer. Scouting report on Vines. The right-hander throws a fastball, a slider, a curveball, and a changeup. Another pickoff throw. That one is a little high, right around their shoulders for the first baseman, Bunnell. And those are the two checks on Monasterio. So we'll see if he maybe takes an extra half step in his lead. Remember, in the minor leagues now, you are only allowed to check on a runner twice. The 1-2, and Weimer strikes out swinging on an inside changeup. First strikeout for Vines. Two gone, and Thomas Dillard the hitter. We should say is during each at-bat, you have two disengagements. A check on a runner counts as a disengagement. And if you disengage for a third time and do not pick off the runner successfully, it goes down as a balk and they get a free 90 feet. First offer to Dillard, and Thomas swings through a changeup for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, Vines has had two very different starts against Biloxi. In his appearance that he made here in the middle of April, his second start of the year, he lasted just three innings against the Shuckers. He gave up six runs, just one of them was earned. Remember, Brent Diaz hit a grand slam off of him in that game. Five hits, four walks, and four strikeouts. Shuckers would end up winning that game 7-3. 0-1 to Dillard. And that is hit on the ground, first base side, but waiting for it on a third hop is Milligan. He collects around his shoe tops, and the short throw to first retires Dillard. So a one-out walk for Biloxi, but nothing else in the home half of the first. That sends us on to the second. No scores. Shuckers and M Braves. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized, nutritional, and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Start of the second inning. No score between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves. The left-hander Brandon Kinnear retired the side in order in the first inning. So he gets the cleanup hitter Hendrick Clementina. The first offer is a fastball a little upstairs for a ball. It is 1-0. 16 pitches in the first inning for Kinnear. 9 of them strikes. 1-0, and this is popped in the air. Drifting towards foul ground, first base side. Dillard is tracking it back towards the bullpens. And as he steers back towards the field of play, he makes the grab over his shoulder for the out. The wind pushing that one slightly back towards the foul line as he caught it and then ranged a little bit back towards the field. Not an easy catch and a good job by Dillard. One gone and Cade Bunnell, the first baseman, is the batter. First offer on a fastball knee-high at 87 for a strike is 0-1. Worth mentioning that maybe the first time all year the wind is blowing out to straightaway right field. As the next offer fastball, knee-high outer edge again by Kinnear for a strike. And it's 0-2 to the first baseman, Bunnell. Kinnear's 0-2. High and away. Ball and two strikes. The first baseman. Bunnell paying in his fifth game with Mississippi. The 1-2. Hit on the ground, first base side. That will stay fair just inside of the bag, and Dillard is waiting for it. Picks it up and goes three steps to the base and retires Bunnell on the weak grounder that hugged the line. Two gone as the right fielder Trey Harris comes to bat. There's normally a complaint out of left-handed hitters who play in this ballpark so often. They say, man, when does the wind ever blow out to right field? Because normally being right on the water, it comes in from right field. First offer to Harris, and that's hit in the air out towards right field. Wind will carry it a little bit, but not very far, as Weimer settles underneath it and with a little bit of a skip, hauls it in for the out. So Brandon Kinnear doesn't get a strikeout in the second, but he does retire the side in order. We head to the home half of the second. Scoreless between the Shuckers and the M Braves on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
There is always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on July 2nd for Biloxi's Southern Negro League Baseball Night, as the first 1,000 fans receive a Biloxi Southern Negro League tee. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Well, looky here, looky here, how, what do we have? Another pretty thing ready for me. I'm a woman, she's clothing, cause at the end of the night, it is her.
Last of the second inning, no score between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves. Jackson Reeves leads it off against the right-hander Darius Vines. Set from the first base side of the rubber, shakes off a few offerings from Brown. And now the first pitch home is a changeup low and outside for a ball. It is 1-0. Well, Reitz is coming off of a June to remember. He hit .295 in the month, 10 doubles and 7 home runs, 1-0. And he hits this one to straightaway center field. Dean, though, backing up, reaches up and about three steps shy of the warning track in straightaway center field brings it in. So a line out for Reitz, one gone, and Felix Valerio the batter. Shuckers offense as a whole put up a bang-up month of June. 171 runs in 26 contests. First offer to Valerio, and he fouls this one off right side, and that's coming back to the seats. Right down into the middle of the promo crew. Got a couple of fans down there. 0-1 to Valerio, the pitch. Fastball in tight. Ball in, one strike to Felix. 171 runs in 26 games, an average of 6.6 runs per contest. The 1-1, low and away, 2-1.
That's the crazy thing. You think, yes, so they strike out a franchise record 19 times, and they still basically almost get the number thanks to the home run by Reitz.
5 runs in the game yesterday is the 2-1. Fastball right in there at the knees for a strike. It's 2-2. By scoring 5 runs yesterday, the Shuckers ensured that they scored less than 5 runs in a game, a grand total of 5 times the entire month of June. 2-2, and Valerio rolls this one third base side, but it'll bounce foul. And so the count stays even at 2 balls and 2 strikes to Valerio. Finished hitting .290 for the month of June, highest in Double A and the third highest batting average in all of minor league baseball. The kick and the 2-2. And Valerio fouls it right back, just again off to an inning that we got peppered last night, Thomas. And what was it last night? I think it was Jalen Miller as the 2-2. And Valerio pops this up, and that'll drift foul back of home. A long at-bat by Valerio. Remember, Felix came up in the eighth inning after the three-run homer by Reitz, and he put together a 13-pitch at-bat. That was his last time up last night. Another 2-2 from Vines. And that's numbed off the end of the bat, a first base dribbler foul. So that's now four straight foul balls for Felix. And look, you can't do anything about it, but the last foul ball that Valerio hit was the one that caught right underneath the chin of Macon Hammond. The set and the 2-2 offer. And that is low, and the count is run full. And as that happened, Hammond was obviously a little, you know, he had his bell rung slightly by that ball. So we had about a four-minute delay after that. 3-2, and Valerio takes down low for ball four. So a well-earned walk by Felix, second walk issued by Vines. And it brings up Cam Devaney. But after Valerio had been in there and fouled off six consecutive pitches and really was starting to try and time things up, you step out of the batter's box and spend so much time out of there after you've been in this pretty good rhythm of grinding away. And ultimately, he ends up striking out. Not saying that's why he struck out, but it certainly did kill a little bit of the momentum there. So now it's Devaney. On the first offer, he can't check his swing on a slider away for a strike. It is 0-1. And I think that certainly in a battle like that, it probably favors the pitcher to get a little bit longer of a break to collect yourself, as you've had to go 13 pitches against a batter. The 0-1. And Devaney pops this one back of home and off to the right side foul. And so the count is 0-2 to Cam. Three games left in this homestand. No score, Shuckers and M Braves here in the bottom of the second. Man on first is Valerio after his one-out walk. 0-2, and Devaney bounces this on the ground. Scooped up by Alexander to second for one. Turn to first in time for Milligan. And it's a 5-4-3 inning-ending double play. We go on to the third. No score, Shuckers and M Braves. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue after we pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers broadcast network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Hey, Floyd.
Yes, Perky.
How do I look?
Less disheveled than usual. What's the occasion?
Heading to the river. There's some pretty gals down there.
Your truck's too ragged. Ain't no woman gonna go for you in that.
No?
No, you don't want the truck working against you. You need to head to Southern Pro Truck first.
Yeah?
Get you some steps and running boards, a nice tonneau cover. Southern Pro Truck's got all the stuff to make your truck look sexy.
Shouldn't I look sexy?
Baby steps, Sparky. Baby steps. Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today, or drop by to see all the great fashions.
With the lefty Brandon Pinard pumping out a strike to Andrew Moritz. It's a scoreless game. Bottom third of the order due up and to take you through the next couple. Here's Thomas Zinzarella.
Oh, thank you, Garrett. As a breaking ball drops into the knees for a called strike. See the left fielder, Andrew Moritz. Left hitting outfielder, played all around. As Kinnar fires a fastball outside, 2-1. Now Moritz this season Hitting 262 now, his 42nd game, coming at 149 at-bats on the season. And the 2-1 dribbled towards the on-deck circle, and it's right down the path right next to the dugout. Leads LA back towards the Shuckers clubhouse. As Moritz able to fight off against Kennar, who's been off to a really good start so far. Six up, six down. A pair of strikeouts in the first inning. And Kennar wheels and deals home. And Moritz late on it, fouls it off third base side. Now Moritz, no home run, 16 driven in. As Kennar is 1-2. And Moritz fights it off back towards the screen. Another foul ball off his bat. Moritz had the day off yesterday. Had another lefty, Nick Benn, on the mound. As a 1-2, a slow chopper right side. Dillard scoops up Kennar. Leg break towards the bag. And Moritz able to hustle down and leg out an infield single. It was one of those slow tappers up the first base side, and Dillard flipped it on, and Moritz was able to beat it by half a step. First hit off of Kennar today.
Yeah, and tough there because it looked like Koka might be there to make the play at second, but you never want to leave it to chance and have a ball go bouncing into the outfield.
Fastball just outside to the left-handed catcher Logan Brown for a ball. That's another tough play then for Koka because you would have to do a quick exchange to get it towards first. And the 1-0, a check swing, tapper foul. The count evens 1-1. Now Brown's first appearance of the series, hitting 193. Two catchers on the Braves roster. And the 1-1 is a fastball. Right at the knees at 87 miles an hour for a called strike. Now 1-2. Bottom tier of this order, due up against Kennar in the top of the third. And a 1-2 swing and a miss. A fastball up in the zone. Blasted past him, third strikeout. All have been swinging so far for Kennar.
Well, during the pregame show in the stadium today, we were talking with Barry Lyons, and the one thing he said he likes that Kennar does is he changes levels with his pitches.
As the first pitch is pumped out into deep left field, and it's over the head of Campbell. Karam's off the wall, bare hand, and tosses it back into the cutoff man of Monasterio. It's a stand-up double for Raleigh Delgado. And just like that, 2 minute in scoring position with one gone in the third.
Well, Campbell with a long run, he made the leaping effort, but just wasn't able to get to a quick recovery. But no surprise there, Delgado has been very good against left-handed pitching this year.
You know, something that the Braves typically have not been a good left-handed hitting team, or a good hitting team against left-handed pitchers. Now, 2 minutes in scoring position, and a slider skids across for a called strike at the belt to Cody Milligan. Corner is in. Playing back. The 0-1, and Milligan fouls it back to the netting. Count 0-2 on the leadoff man, Milligan. Single strikeout double. Embry is looking to strike first in this game, and for the fourth straight day as well. The 0-2. And a slider's high at the eye level of Milligan. Well, the Braves have scored in the first inning in every single game this season, so Luxia has been playing from behind most of the series. And the 1-2, Milligan hits well. Deep left field, Campbell backpedals, just shot the warning track, makes the catch. As Moritz tags from third, he comes in to score in the Braves. It's one of the first run. For the fourth straight day, a sacrifice fly off the bat of Cody Milligan. It's 1-0.
Well, and now that miscommunication over at first just hurts a little bit more because instead of looking at that being the third out, stranding a man at second, now you're in a 1-0 hole.
Delgado still at second base, two outs. And Justin Dean from the right side as he slowly hacks through a curveball for a strike one. And that's why in the box score, it's all the small things that add up. So that play under a microscope now as the 0-1 is off the edge of the barrel. Dribble foul. Count 0-2 to the center fielder. Dean had a big day yesterday. A pair of hits, drove in three runs. Double in the third, single in the fifth. Drove in three of the six. As Kinnear spins and looks towards second, no throw over. 1-0 Embrays, top of the third inning on the sack fly from Cody Milligan. The 0-2. And a fastball didn't miss by much. Tad up and away. The good news so far is that Kinnear has been fine in the zone. Is the 1-2. It is a fastball at the knees, called strike three. Reed throws it down to first. And the Shuckers get out of the inning any more unscathed than the one run on the sacrifice fly from Cody Milligan after 2.5. It's the Embraves 1, Shuckers nothing on the Bluxy Shuckers broadcast network.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Bottom of the third inning, Mississippi with a 1-0 lead on Biloxi. After the sacrifice fly from Cody Milligan, first pitch to Jason Kokas. He slaps the other way, but foul by a few feet. 91-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's probably extra bases for Coca. 8-9-1, due up in the order against the right-hander Darius Vines. Rolls out for his third inning. The 0-1 from the windup is a changeup. Waved down and missed. Tough pitch to hit up and away. It's 0-2. Slight shift from the infield. Alexander, third baseman, is in the hole on the left side. As the 0-2 is a late call, strike three. A changeup on the outside corner. James Jean looked like he was indecisive about it and punches out Yason. Second strikeout and the first down on the third.
The question was going to be whether it caught the outside edge, and we see the replay on MILB.TV, and it was right over the outer half of the plate.
So the first out as the first pitch, and Dawson lights it off foul third base side. Fastball 92 on the hands for strike one. Shucker is 9-0 hitter today, playing center field. One out, base is empty. The 0-1 is downstairs with a changeup. The count evens 1-1. Dawson appearing in his now 18th game has provided the Shuckers with some outfield depth. The 0-1 is outside. A changeup runs off the plate. Now Terrence hitting 227, driven in six runs. And those six runs, they've been important. The 2-1 as Dawson drops it on the ground. Right side, two hopper right to Milligan at second. We'll throw on a first. 4-3 put out. Quickly two gone here in the inning. So it's up to Noah Campbell to prolong this third inning. Shucker is still without a hit. First time for the order, just two walks issued by Darius Vines. As Campbell chokes up on the bat, about half an inch, and takes a changeup at the belt for a called strike. Campbell's alley in left center, the 0-1. And Campbell is tardy on a fastball, 92 in the bottom of the zone. It's quickly 0-2. Vines looking for his first 1-2-3 inning tonight. The 0-2. And Campbell just able to get a piece of it and push it off the third base side. Well, Vines is really relying on that changeup today. Another good, hard, biting one. Tailing away from the switch hitting Campbell. And the 0-2. And a fastball just off the outside corner. Vines maybe walking in a step. Thought he might get the strike call. Battle continues. 1-2 again. Is down and inside. As he lays off the changeup. 2-2. Vines leans back. Still trying to put away Campbell here. And the 2-2. He gets him. As he lunges at a changeup. Two strikeouts. Ending a 1-2-3. Frame tossed by Darius Vines as we move on to the fourth. 1-0 M Braves here in Biloxi at MGM Park as Biloxi Shockers baseball will continue in a moment.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport and the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Truly tastes delicious.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
We couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Top of the fourth inning, the Braves searching for another run. They lead 1-0. Cody Milligan sacrifice flies the difference so far off of Brandon Kinnear. Not an infield single, then the double from Delgado, which set up the sacrifice fly. First pitch, a fastball in the outside corner, called strike. To the left-handed hitting third baseman, C.J. Alexander. Lefty-lefty battle, the 0-1. Is down on the dirt, blocked and stabbed by Reitz. Count evens. But still, again, Kinnear just the two hits allowed through three innings. 1-1 is a good-looking fastball at 87 on the outside, black called strike. No home run today for C.J. Alexander in the first inning. Couldn't extend that streak to 3 days in a row. And 1-2. And Alexander pops it foul over the third base dugout. Now the stadium. Kinnear won the first round. Got him to strike out. Fires the 1-2. Down and away. Reed slides to his left. Looked to get him with the slider. Or a fast worker, 2-2. And Alexander Able to fight it off again. Third base side on towards the concourse. The changeup that seared in on the hands. Alexander, plenty of muscle. Able to muscle it off. 2-2 again. And a fastball sails high. Above the letters, 3-2. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Inside curveball. And Alexander swung right over the top of it. That's back-to-back strikeouts for Kinnear. 5 already. Which he matched last week. Or his last start he had against Pensacola. Had 5 in that contest. Already ready to go. And a first pitch breaking ball off the knees. Called strike to the designated hitter Hendrick Clementina for strike one. One out. Bases empty. 1-0 Embraves. Well, this time a fastball bit too far inside. And the count evens 1-1. Well, that was this thing about the start for Kinnear. Struck out 5, but also walked 5. Which was a season high for him. And a fastball at 88. Inside corner called strike. Jumps ahead of Clementina 1-2. Who popped out to Dillard at first. His first time around in the second. 1-2 from Kinnear. Is outside. Which Kinnear with a Jared Schuster-esque type. Pace 2-2, and Clementina rolls over. Bouncer out to short. Monasterio from the infielder throws across the diamond and puts away Clementina. 2 up, 2 down. Kick off the fourth inning.
Well, a veteran move that time by Kinnear. He was tempted because he was falling to that side of the mound to stretch out and grab it, but I think he gave just a little peek over his shoulder and saw that Monasterio was just waiting for it, so no need to touch it and deflect it and create more trouble than you need.
First pitch, fastball low for a ball to Cade Pinnell, the first baseman. And that's always the hardest thing for a pitcher. You want the reaction play. And it's the 1-0 down and in with the fastball, 2-0. And your instant reaction is to put a glove up and maybe touch it, or even if it's on your throwing hand, put an arm up and try to make the play. And the 2-0. Is low again with the fastball, 3-0.
Well, do you think Kinnear made that really good play on the first batter of the game, that between the legs snag?
3-0 home is right down Broadway for a called strike. Always great to see pitchers make catches like that. And a 3-1 is a fastball tad high, ball 4. So the first walk issued by Kinnear tonight. It's a 2-out walk here in the top of the fourth. And the Embrays on top, 1-0.
First walk for the Shuckers since the 8th inning on Wednesday night.
Yeah, that was the big trend yesterday. No walks for the entire pitching staff. As a breaking pitch high and away to Trey Harris for ball 1, which I believe was only the second time that they've done that this year. Runner at first, 2 outs. Kinnear peek back that way in the 1-0, and Harris whiffs at a breaking ball outside. 1-1. Indeed, was just the second time they did it. I believe the only other was here. 1-1, and Harris fights it back to the netting, 1-2. Especially today, where, I mean, some hitters are just so selective and they don't chase out of the zone. 1-2, swing, and a miss, he got him. Harris down on a lunging motion towards the knee. 6 strikeouts for Brandon Kinnear. He's through 4 innings, and we're through 3.5 here in Biloxi. Embrays 1, Shuckers nothing. You listen to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball and the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including 2 party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Double play! A double play!
Play ball!
The best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Andrew Monasterio will lead things off in the bottom of the fourth inning. His team thrilling 1-0 to Darius Bynes and the Mississippi Braves. As the right-hander working from the first base side of the rubber and the windup. Glove over his head. First pitch and Monasterio, a little tapper right back to him. He fields at the cap level. Runs over to first, underhand toss. And it puts away the shortstop on just one pitch. Shucker is still searching for their first base hit today. As we now enter the fourth inning, 1-0 and Braves. Which was something that is not easy to do against the Shuckers team in the month of June as Weimer lays off a breaking ball down and away for ball one. Well, Garrett mentioned earlier just the sheer numbers that the Shuckers have been putting up month of June team. To end June, now that we're here in July 1st. And the 1-0 Weimer. Big hack over the changeup. 1-1, but 290 as a team, averaging over 6.5 runs per game. 1-1 is inside with a fastball 92 as Weimer jumps out of the way a bit. 2-1.
Well, remember, for a baseball team, look, that's as much as you would like for it to be the case, that is probably not sustainable across 138 games.
2-1, and Weimer. Bouncer out to Delgado at shortstop. He fields at the knees and throws across. Back-to-back groundouts induced. Two gone the fourth. Like, as you said, you look at the Shuckers pitching team ERA this season. It slipped from where it was below 4 for most of the first half. It's up to 4.56. So you score 6.7, you're winning games by about 2 runs on average. As Thomas Dillard, fastball at the knees, takes it for a called strike. As the Shuckers in the month of June did end up with a winning record as the 0-1 is outside. Finished 14-12 when look back in May and hit just .245 as a club and 10-14. 1-1 skips before home plate. A changeup that got away. It's 2-1 to Thomas.
Well, no doubt about it. Shuckers slugged there.
Unfortunately, the ERA was a little bit higher than it was in May. Tick above 5 as a 2-1. Is outside. Fastball 3-1. That's something that should correct itself out. Throughout the season. 3-1. And Dillard ropes it right at the first baseman. Bunnell just had a bunny hop at first. A 1-2-3 inning thrown by Darius Bynes. He sat down the last 7. And after 4, Mississippi and the Braves won. Biloxi Shuckers is nothing. Listen to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, sir.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Brandon Kinnear is ready to set to go in the top of the fifth. Vinny Stenberg doing 1-0. Fastball to Andrew Morris, called strike. And with that, we send it back to Garrett Green to take you through the next few frames.
All right, thank you so much, Thomas. Kinnear brings home the 0-1. And a curveball low and outside. One ball and one strike to Moritz. One run on two hits and no errors for the M-Braves. No runs, no hits, no errors for Biloxi. 1-1 low and outside. Two balls and one strike to Moritz. Moritz had that bouncing single on the right side his last time up back in the third inning. The 2-1. And there's a bouncer, first base side. Dillard gloves. Kinnear, another late break, and he will not get to the base. And it's almost a carbon copy as Moritz has another single on a slow bouncer, first base side. Turns into a foot race between Kinnear and Dillard. And Kinnear, he thought about reaching out. He might have had a chance for it, but Moritz speedy down the line, the left fielder, so two infield singles for him, and it brings up Logan Brown.
You're exactly right. It looked like the same play that happened in the third inning, and at times it's been successful for Moritz.
And so now the first offer to Brown, and this is a slow tapper first base side. Dillard spins and throws the second for one, and that will be the only play. So Brown on via a fielder's choice as Moritz is canceled out 3-6 for the first out. It looks like Koka got there, but Monasterio opting to instead just ensure that they got one out and didn't allow the base runner to advance any further.
Yeah, because it'll be such a close play at second, just stretched out a little bit like a first baseman. Make sure they get that first sure out.
And with that, Nick Childs and Matt Deal are going to come out and take a look at Brandon Kinnear. Mike Guerrero is going to... Bruce Crabb is going to move into fair territory, manager for the M-Braves, and see what this is all about as we have a conglomeration out on the mound. And a very quick meeting at that.
I must have saw something from the first base dugout and don't know if it's stemming from him getting off the mound a few times there to run over to first.
Whatever it is, the coaching staff and the athletic trainer satisfied, and so we reset as Delgado digs in from the right side. First offer, and that's down in the dirt with a curveball. It's 1-0 to Delgado. Delgado with a double in the third that set up the only run of the game, a sacrifice fly by Cody Milligan, who is waiting on deck. This offer is shot back our way and foul over our heads. The count is 1-1. Well, Delgado is now hitting over .325 against left-handers with that double. Four of his six doubles have come against left-handed pitching. 1-1 is a curve low and outside. 2-1. He has also hit his lone home run of the season against a left-hander. And he has driven in five of his 14 runs. Nine walks to nine strikeouts against lefties. 2-1, and there's a bouncer. Monasterio waits on it. Goes to second for one. Koka, the quick turn. It's in time. 6-4-3. And the Shuckers get the twin killing. And Kinnear, with a round of applause for his infield, as they turn a nifty double play. We've hit the halfway point in this one. Middle of the fifth inning. It's the M-Braves 1 and the Shuckers nothing on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level chips and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. Don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Come celebrate July 4th weekend at MGM Park. Join us on July 3rd for the one and only Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza, presented by Merit Health Biloxi. Tickets are starting for as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the holiday weekend fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
To the fifth inning, Shuckers trailing the Mississippi Braves 1-0. The right-hander Darius Vines out for a fifth inning of work, and Jackson Reitz leads it off. Well, the first pitch to Jackson is flied high in the air. Center field, long run on for Dean, but he gets to a spot, stops, and off his left shoulder makes the catch for the out. So a high pop fly for Reitz. One gone, though, and Felix Valerio the hitter.
That's what you call a Major League pop-up.
Cloud scraper. Apropos for tonight, though, it's a little less menacing than it was at first pitch now. Overall, a very good July 1st weather-wise in temperature. First offer to Valerio. And Felix takes low and outside for a ball. It is 1-0. And 79 degrees at first pitch. Feels like it's about 85 outside. Set and the 1-0. Down low, 2-0. We won't harp on it for the rest of the summer, but I just want to put it into context how ridiculously hot it was last week. The set and the 2-0. And Valerio fouls this straight back. It is 2-1. Because remember, we had a night that just a little after midnight, it was still 89 degrees outside, and it felt like it was 101.
I walked out of the ballpark that night, and my car was still hot.
The set and the 2-1. And Valerio takes for a strike. It is 2-2. Felix drew a walk his first time up. One of two walks issued by Vines. He has struck out 3 tonight. Vines hands over the head as he strides home with a 2-2. And Valerio sends it into center field. But Dean was shaded perfectly. He doesn't move a step. It's hit right to him on a line. There are two gone here in the fifth as Cam Devaney comes to bat. Well, the Shuckers got a double play to end the top of the fifth inning. A reminder that double play is brought to you by the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi. Located just steps away from beaches, casinos, and MGM Park, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. 1-0 M-Braves, 2 gone, and the base is empty as the first offer to Cam Devaney is fouled back for a strike. It is 0-1. Cam hit a bouncer down the third base line that turned into an inning-ending 5-4-3 double play back in the second. Next offer in a fastball clips the top of the zone. It is 0-2. So depending on how you count that double play, Vines has either retired 8 or 9 in a row. As this is shot right at the second baseman Milligan on one hard hop, he brings it into his belly and throws to first. Well, that is now 10 in a row retired at least by Darius Vines. And as we go on to the sixth inning, it's the M-Braves 1 and the Shuckers nothing And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at MilnerRental.com.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, Guckers Baseball.
The order starts things off for the Braves here in the top of the sixth inning is Cody Milligan. Breaking ball inside for ball one for the lefty Brandon Kinnear. His 1-0 dealing is hit hard right at Coco, who goes down to his backside and still throws to first and retires Milligan. That was a hard hit ball, the momentum of which knocked down Coco as he caught it on one hop and didn't decide to stand up, just made the throw. And it's two pitches for the first out for Kinnear here in the sixth.
Yeah, that's a ball that just eats you up, and that's where the momentum took Coca to his backside.
So now it's Justin Dean from the right side, and he shows bunt, pulls back, and takes a cold strike at the bottom of the zone, 0-1. 1-0 in favor of the M-Braves here in the top of the sixth inning. Lone run scored in the third inning, the 0-1. And this is pop back of home and foul. The count is 0-2 to Dean. Dean 0-2 today. He has struck out both times up, once swinging on a fastball, once looking on a fastball. 0-2, and he just tips a piece of a breaking ball foul. M-Braves one run on just three hits tonight. Infield single, double, and sack fly in the third. The set in the 0-2. This is hit right back to the screen. So the count, still no balls and two strikes to Dean. Shuckers have not gotten a hit yet tonight. They've had two base runners on a pair of walks. The set and the 0-2. In there for a called third strike. Dropped in a slider. Seventh K of the night for Kinnear. And with two gone, it brings up the lefty C.J. Alexander.
And Kinnear has been really sharp with some of his breaking balls with a slider and curveball mix, and there is just a prime example of it.
So now the offer to Alexander. He fouls off a breaking ball for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, Kinnear now at 83 pitches. 54 of them have been strikes. The kick and the 0-1. Right in there at the top of the zone with a breaker for a strike. It is 0-2 now to Alexander, who's 0-2 tonight with a couple of Ks. Kinnear nods and brings home the 0-2. And this is hit on the ground, first base side. Coca fields Dillard back to first and finds the bag in time. It's a ground out for Alexander in a pretty quick 1-2-3 inning for Kinnear in the top of the sixth. 5.5 done here in Biloxi. It's the M-Braves 1 and the Shuckers nothing. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
The sixth inning, 1-0 in favor of the Mississippi Braves over the Biloxi Shuckers. It'll be 8-9-1. Koka, Dawson, and Campbell, the 3-2 up against the right-hander Darius Vines. Vines at just 56 pitches through five innings, and his first offer is a slider swung on and missed for a strike by Koka. It is 0-1. Koka, his first time up, on the first pitch he saw, he nearly hit a double down the left field line. 0-1 is taken low. The count, one ball and one strike. Ended up striking out, one of the three strikeouts for Vines, who has retired 10 straight Shuckers. The set down, though, 1-1. And a breaking ball off the end of the bat, fouled back, and it is 1-2. Well, today is July 1st. You know what that means? It is Bobby Bonilla Day.
There we go.
I noticed I didn't bring it up. The set down, though, 1-2. And that is just low and outside, and the count is even at 2-2 to Koka. For those who might not know, today the New York Mets pay Bobby Bonilla $1.19 million as part of a deferred arrangement. As this is looped third base side and out into left field, a base hit. And it's the first hit of the night for the Shuckers, and it comes from Jason Koka. The Shuckers have the leadoff man on, and it'll turn over to Terrence Dawson.
Well, that's all it takes. Sometime a pitch down and away, and Koka just throws the barrel of the baseball and a loop and a flare. Doesn't matter. All goes down and hit column the same.
Does not matter. So the first man on base via a hit tonight for the Shuckers, and now it's Dawson and the first offer. And Terrence shows bunts, can't pull back, and they say he offered for his strike. It is 0-1.
Now, one question. What do you think Bobby Bonilla does with all that money?
Does it work the other 364 days or 365 if it's a leap year? The 0-1. That is outside. It is 1-1. I know that if I just had $1.19 million deposited into my bank account every July 1st, I wouldn't be working. I think I could live off that. The set and the 1-1. And this is weakly bounced behind Vines, waiting at second for it. It's scooped up niftily, but the return throw is in time. Wow! Good job by Milligan waiting right at the base. And Dawson, even a fast runner down the line, I thought he had legged that out, but he is called out. That's another double play that the Shuckers have hit into. So their first hit of the night is raced off on the double play.
That's one thing. The Embrays coming in have just turned 38 double plays this season, 2 tonight. And you're right, that was a really close play at first.
So now it's Campbell with two outs and the bases empty. And a bouncer up the middle. Ranging out into shallow center field is Delgado. And his throw is not in time. Campbell bounces one up the middle. By the way, that was Delgado. You got the out there, 6-3 on the double play.
We talk about reaction. There it was again. Vines extending his throwing arm out and says, nope, I'm not getting that searing chopper up the middle off my throwing arm, especially the way that Vines has been throwing tonight.
Well, you can alligator arm that one if you've only allowed two hits. And now it's Monasterio who checks his swing, and it's a cold strike at the bottom of the zone, 0-1. Well, for those who might not know, the Mets deferred away Bonilla's contract. The deal started in 1991. For 25 years, from 2011 to 2035, the Mets will be paying Bonilla's salary. And $1.19 million every July 1st. As this is swung on a miss, it's quickly 0-2. However, this is a relatively regular occurrence, and there are some other contracts that on this day are also fulfilled across the major leagues. Runner on first and two gone, and finds the 0-2. Low and outside, way off the bag. Campbell will dive back in on a back pick by Brown safely. Ken Griffey Jr. is one player who is receiving a similar deal from the Cincinnati Reds. Had his contract deferred from 2009 until 2024. He gets $3.5 million every year from Cincinnati. He's set in the 1-2. And that is shot right off of Vines. He's able to move over to his right, pick it up, and underhand to first. And Vines wins a line drive, but he gets through six scoreless innings tonight for the Braves. Shuckers get their first two hits, but they strand a man. And as we go to the seventh, it's Mississippi 1 and Biloxi nothing on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast.
Challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
The seventh inning, Shuckers trailing the Braves 1-0. Hendrick Clementina leads it off, and Brandon Kinnear brings home the first pitch for a called strike. 4-5-6 due up here in the seventh, and to take you through it, here's Thomas Zinzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. Kinnear is 0-1 as a fastball down and in. Too tight for ball one. Well, 87 pitches now thrown by Kinnear, 57 of them for strikes, and a 1-1, a fastball just outside. A bit down as well, 2-1. Clementino for two today, a pop out and a ground out. And the second of the fourth inning, a slow bending curveball sinks low, 3-1. Kinnear is just the second Shucker start of the season. The rollout is the only other right here at MGM Park as Clementina pops it behind home plate. Over our heads, out of play, out towards I-110. That was on June 21st, or Zavalis fired 6 2/3 innings. 3-2 from Kinnear. And a slider high for ball four. And Clementina's aboard for the first time today. Second walk issued by Kinnear. As a right-hander warming in the Shuckers bullpen. Appears to be Robbie hit.
It appears correctly.
Now Clementina at first. Top of the seventh, 1-0 Braves. And the first pitch is hacked foul by Cade Minnell down the left field side. First strike, one.
Kadar, who has been excellent tonight, 6-plus innings now, 1 run on 3 hits, 2 walks, 7 strikeouts. And the 0-1 fastball high. Maybe Kadar a little bit tired as he's eclipsed the 90-pitch mark. Here's back to first and 1-1. He's just down and away, 2-1. Bunnell walked his last time up in the fourth inning, grounded out to first in the second. 2-1 home, as that's lined down the right field line. It will get towards the warning track up against the wall. Weimer Fields throws it in towards second base, where Monasterio has to come up to retrieve it. It's a double off the bat of Cade Bunnell, and it places two runners in scoring position with nobody out here in the top of the seventh.
That's just the second hard-hit ball off of Kadar all night. The other was also a double, and it came from Delgado in the third, and that set the stage for the M-Braves to score their only run of the contest.
Infield creeps in, but Jackson Reitz will come out from behind home plate to chat with Kadar as Rob Hint continues to throw in the Shuckers' bullpen.
This mumbling you see in college a lot, where the catcher will go out or the pitching coach will go out. They'll have a meeting on the mound, and that just allows the reliever to get one or two extra pitches. And indeed, that appears to be the case as Mike Guerrero has now come out of the dugout, and we'll see if that means it's a pitching change or if he's just out to have a conversation with Kadar. It's very possible that he's just out to have a chat with him.
Hit has stopped throwing, but Guerrero hasn't made the move yet. Whole infield's on the mound right now, and now he will point to the bullpen. So Robbie Hitt will come in for Brandon Kadar. He tossed an excellent 6-plus innings, allowed just the one hit, and as Garrett mentioned, just really two hard-hit baseballs, 4 hits allowed in total for him. A quality start turned in from Kadar. Shuckers trailing 1-0. We'll get to the numbers on a Robbie Hitt on the other side on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
There is always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on July 2nd for Biloxi's Southern Negro League Baseball Night, as the first 1,000 fans receive a Biloxi Southern Negro League team. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
With a 1-0 on the Biloxi Shuckers. Robbie hit the right-hander. First pitch is inside to the right field of Trey Harris for ball one. Again, hit in for Kadar.
Yeah, 21st appearance of the year for Robbie. 2-2 with a 2.57 earned run average.
Right-hander hit comes set from just below the letters. Looks to second and the 1-0. And gets Harris to fish after a breaking ball down in the zone. 1-1.
28 innings this year for Robbie. 21 hits allowed. 8 runs. For 13 runs, 8 of them have been earned. He has hit 9 batters, walked 10, and struck out 31. Opponents hitting just .202 against the right-hander.
Yeah, that's a big number. Hitters hitting just over .200. As the 1-1 chopping ball left side, Devaney cuts in front, throws as he receives it to Dillard at first. A big ground down. The As some of the infielders right on the grass, and Devaney undercuts Monasterio. So huge first down. Runners can't go anywhere. They stay at second and third.
Well, that's the pro of having two shortstops on the left side. And really tonight, with Devaney, Monasterio, and Coca, you have three guys who are all very capable shortstops playing third, short, and second.
Well, these Swiss Army knives all over the infield they can play. So again, runners still at second, third, the left fielder, Andrew Moritz, who's hit a couple bounces on the infield. And the first pitch is a fastball, 92 outer half college strike. Moritz has singled, though, both times. Just bouncers on the right side of the infield. And this is a scenario where you'll take that. Dillard is in on the grass just like the rest of the infield is. And the 1-1, which Robbie hit kind of the prototypical guy, Taylor Floyd, another ground ball type pitcher. Robbie has a little bit of run on that fastball. A walk and then a double to start this seventh. And the 1-1, a tapper, third baseline, runner coming home, hit barehand, throws to Reitz, and they get him. Athletic play by Robbie Hitt off the third base side of the rubber. And a crucial second out keeps the Embrace lead at one.
But Clementina was the man at third, so not great speed over there. He broke as soon as the ball was hit, but any kind of bobble by Robbie, and that's going to let the run score. So to be able to grab it barehanded and get it there in time for Reitz, massively important. And now you can breathe just a little bit now that you got into two bounds.
Just your casual 1-2 put out as Logan Brown chopper up the first base side with foul. Rolls down towards the Shuckers bullpen for strike one. But as you said, still not out of it yet. There are two outs here in the top of the seventh. But Ell's at third. Moritz is at first. Embray is clinging on to this 1-0 lead, looking for more run support. And again, Logan Brown, the left-handed batter against the righty hit. And first pitch, Brown laces into left center field, the base knock. That'll score Bunnell from third, and Logan Brown comes up clutch. RBI single off his bat. It's 2-0 Embrays in the seventh.
Well, you have to imagine Brown was just happy to see a right-hander on the mound. He still doesn't have a hit off of a left-handed pitcher this year. Just slashes that one the opposite way to drive in a run.
Get on at first and second, two gone. The fifth hit tonight for the Embraves as a changeup down and inside for ball one. Now Robbie has inherited the most runners this season by any bullpen pitcher that is on the active roster right now, and he came in with 16 base runners inherited. A 1-2 today for him. And the 1-0 is waved down and missed by Riley Delgado, the shortstop, count even 1-1. Check fly in the third by Milligan, who's on deck right now, and then that single by Brown. That's been it. It's all they needed so far. And the 1-1, pitch on the hands, a pop fly on the infield into foul territory. Dillard makes the catch just behind the coach's box. Let's bring it close this top of the seventh inning. But the Embraves do get one run on two hits. Leave two men on the base paths. It's stretch time in Biloxi. Embraves 2, Shuckers nothing. On the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Inning, Embrace with a 2-0 lead on the Shuckers after the RBI is due up in the order. It is Joey Weimer to face the right-hander Darius Vines. First pitch from him is a fastball at the bottom of the zone, called strike. 90 miles an hour from Vines. That was his 70th pitch thrown. It's been very economical so far as the 0-1 down and away with the changeup 1-1. Well, his no-hitter is over. Two hits by the Shuckers last inning. They couldn't drive in a run. 1-1, and Weimer out in front of a changeup. Falls behind 1-2.
Vines tonight in his innings, 12 pitches, 14, 12, 10, 8, and 13.
Eight-pitch hitting was huge for him. And the 1-2, bouncing ball left side of the diamond. Alexander waits and throws a bullet to first, and they get him. Well, you can wait on the left side of the infield if you have a rocket of an arm like that. It's C.J. Alexander does, and that is in the scouting report. And a strong throw to first puts away Weimer in the first down in the seventh. We saw Alexander make a few plays back in Pearl like that. A couple backhanded stabs behind the third base bag. As Dealer down in front of a breaking ball for strike one. One out, base is empty, bottom seven. Vines looking to go at least seven tonight. The 0-1, Dillard pulls on the ground. Right to the first baseman, Bunnell. He'll flip to Vines, he'll step on the bag. 3-1 put out. And just like that, a pair of ground downs induced. On just six pitches and two outs. Just looking at my scorecard, Shuckers look like they've only worked one full count tonight. And that was a walk by Valerio back in the second inning. First pitch changeup is low to Jackson to reach the catcher for a ball. 2 walks and as the 1-0 is just off the plate, 2-0. Reitz has flied out to center twice tonight. 9-game hitting streak currently is in danger. Vines from the windup, 2-0. And that is low at the shoot tops, 3-0.
Well, if I've tracked my pitches properly, Reitz is just the fifth batter that Vines has thrown a first pitch ball to tonight.
That's one way to get out in front as a 3-0 Reitz yanks on the ground foul. And that's when you talk about when you're finding your groove is firing those first pitches in there in the zone and getting ahead of hitters and then throwing all the bag of tricks at him with the changeup and the curveball that he has in his arsenal. Line on a read still 3-1. And Jackson fans on the fastball. And the count's full. Just a second full count tonight, the 3-2. High and tight ball, 4, he walks him. So third walk that Vines has yielded to the Shuckers and the fifth base runner. The Reitz is out first, 2 outs, bottom 7, 2-0. Embrays, and now the tying run on the plate represented by Felix Valerio.
Brown's going to come out and have a word. Remember, Valerio put together the longest at-bat of this game for any Shuckers hitter. He's the only other batter that worked a full count before he drew a walk back in the second.
So Brown will now trot back to behind home plate. And for
Calero yesterday nearly left the yard. RBI double. They hit off a 325 sign in left field corner. Righty-righty battle. First pitch is at the letters for a called strike on the changeup. That came back in the second. Lined out to center his last time in the fifth. The 0-1. And Valerio punches it. Shallow center field. And coming in is a center fielder, Justin Dean. Down on his backside, makes a sliding catch forward and takes away a base hit from Felix Valerio. Second time he's lined out to center tonight. And the Shuckers can't do anything after leadoff or the two-out walk to Jackson Reitz. 2-0 Embrace after 7 in Biloxi on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized, nutritional, and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
We reach the top of the eighth inning at MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi. The Embraves 2-0 lead on the Shuckers. JT Hinson, new pitcher in the game. Tell you a little about him and take you the rest of the way home. We send it back to Garrett Green.
All right, thank you so much, Thomas. Top of the order, Cody Milligan leads it off from the left side. The righty Hinson kicks and fires. And the first pitch is a hacking swing that barely catches a piece of a breaking ball for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, Hinson making his 22nd appearance of the year, 4-3 with a 5.87 ERA. 30 2/3 innings, he's allowed 26 runs, 20 earned on 32 hits, walked 15, struck out 26. 0-1, and this is bounced foul again towards the Shuckers dugout. And the count is 0-2. Opponents hitting 256 against the 6-foot-185-pound right-hander JT Hinson. Set and the 0-2, and a check swing on a fastball a little outside. The count is 1-2 to Milligan. Well, Milligan has driven in one of 2 runs in the ballgame tonight for the Embraves. He had the sac fly in the third. The set on the 1-2. Inside miss. It's a pinch that Reitz set up outside, and he had to reach across the plate. That's one where if you don't present it in the right spot, even if it maybe finds the zone, it is not called a strike. And the 2-2. And that one is low. Milligan grounded out to second in the sixth. Remember, that was that hard one-hopper that knocked down Yason Coca. And Hinson will step off, and he is going to be called for ball 4 because he stepped off and he took his disengagement. That doesn't reset the pitch clock. With a nobody on base, that does not reset the pitch clock, so it's an auto ball 4. And Nick Childs is going to come out and have a quick word. And again, that is the correct call. If there's nobody on base, you are not allowed a disengagement to reset the pitch clock. So it is a walk without actually throwing ball 4 for Hinson.
And that's what can frustrate a pitcher sometimes, and I think that's why Childs just went out there. You know, happened, I think, Jeffrey Young earlier, and he was earlier in the season. He was really flustered about it, and then that's when kind of things got out of control, if I remember correctly.
I think you're right, and for Jan, I believe that it was ball three. It wasn't the ball four that walked the batter, but he very quickly followed it up with ball four.
And a few more ball fours after that.
Yep. Hit a couple of hit-by pitches mixed in there, if I'm not mistaken. So man on first and Dean the hitter with nobody out. And the first pitch is a little low and inside for a ball. It is 1-0. Dean is 0-3 tonight. Struck out three times while facing off against Brandon Kinnear, who we can give you his final line for tonight. Six innings, four hits, two runs, both earned, two walks, seven strikeouts. Runner goes as this is bounced the other way, foul. Dean reaching for it, and he was guarding Milligan, and I don't think he needed to be. Milligan got a great jump, and instead he will have to retreat back to first. Then again, Jackson Reitz has been very good at throwing out base runners lately. He's cut down 9 of the last 19 attempted base stealers against him. Count now 1-1 to Dean. Henson spins and throws a fastball to first. Stood and waited for a very long time and then turned and threw. 2-0 in favor of the Braves here in the top of the eighth. Hinson's 1-1, and a fastball dots the top of the zone at the outer half. And the count is 1-2 to Dean. Left-handed hitting C.J. Alexander waiting on deck. As there is some right-handed action down in the Braves bullpen now. The set and the 1-2. And a breaking ball lifted into center field. Dawson comes on at an easy jog. And in medium depth, right center field makes the catch for the out. Milligan will retreat to first, and with one gone, it will be Alexander.
Third baseman,
well, earlier we were talking about Bobby Bonilla, how it's Bobby Bonilla Day. One I don't know if people know about, Manny Ramirez has a deferred contract. $1.968 million from 2011 to 2026. He'll be 54 by the time that the payments stop coming to him.
His son right now playing summer baseball up in Brockton, Massachusetts.
Milligan leads off at first, and the offer drops in for a strike to Alexander on the outer half. It is 0-1.
They have David Ortiz's son, Manny Ramirez's son, Gary Sheffield's son, Keith Folk's son, and there's somebody missing out on, all playing on the same team. Red Sox and just baseball royalty kids.
Set in the 0-1. And that is pulled foul first base side, 0-2. Andrew Jones is not playing up there because he's coming out of high school right now, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. He is not in there. I'll look up their roster.
Take a peek at that. I'm going to round this out really quick because this is the next one that is going to be like Bobby Bonilla Day. The set and the 0-2. And that's hit a mile in the air. Major League pop-up. Devaney, Montecerio. Montecerio calls for it, and just to the left side of the mound brings it in. As it reaches terminal velocity, it seems like, coming down. And it's a pop-out for the second out. Two gone and Hendrick Clementine to the batter. Well, the next one coming up is going to be Chris Davis. That is Chris with a C. After Davis led Major League Baseball with 53 home runs in 2013, he was signed to a 7-year, $161 million deal by the Orioles. Hinson, with two gone and a man on first, deals home the first offer, and that's outside for a ball, 1-0. As part of that contract, Davis will receive $3.5 million annually beginning in 2023 and going through 2032. 1-0. Runner goes, pitches high, throw to second is late. It is a steal. So he's in scoring position on a ball to Clementina, the count 1-1. However, that is not the end, because then Davis will receive $1.4 million a year from 2033 to 2037. So he will be 51 by the time that he finishes getting payments. The set and the 2-0. And Clementina pulled the trigger late. Actually, that was a 1-2 or a 1-1 pitch. So the count should be 1-2 now, if I'm not mistaken. Unless the first pitch to Clementina was a ball. We'll find out here. The set and the pitch. And that hits him. Doesn't matter what the count is. Clementina hit by a breaking ball that didn't bend on the inner half. So runners on first and second and two gone, and Cade Bunnell the batter.
All I got to say is that's a lot of dough for Chris Davis.
Yep. And then the other one that's going to end up coming along later on is going to be Nolan Arenado. Part of his deal with the Cardinals is $20 million in 2021. Will be paid out in 10 equal installments with 2% interest from 2022 until 2026. First offer on the way, that is low. It's dropped by Reitz, but he quickly recovers and doesn't allow the runners to advance. It is ball 1-2 Bunnell. But then he'll get an additional $6 million deferred with no interest from 2022 to 2026. That'll be payable in 10 installments of $3 million each. From 2032 to 2041, 1-0 is weakly hit into center field. Long run in. This might drop, and it does. Runner was going on contact. Now coming over at third, and the tag is applied. The out is there at third, but the run does score as Milligan drives in from Bunnell. And the M Braves take a 3-0 over at third base by the Shuckers. We head to the home half of the eighth inning. It's Mississippi 3 and Biloxi nothing on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Play ball!
The best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Come on, keep them on. Smile on your brother.
Half of the eighth inning, the Shuckers now trailing the Mississippi Braves 3-0. Cam Devaney leads it off. Day is over for Darius Fines. And the new hurler, the right-hander Justin Yeager, rocks home the first and is down low with a breaking ball, 1-0.
Yeah, Yeager, the right-hander, 24 years of age, a split time between High A Rome and here in Double A in Mississippi. His 15th appearance in Double A, 1-0, a 4.30 ERA.
1-0 pitch. Two balls in, no strikes to Devaney.
Three holds on the season, 14 2/3 innings long, allowed two home runs, walked 10, struck out 19, opponents sitting 214.
2-0, and a fastball at 94 is low. It is three balls and no strikes to Devaney. So the final line on Vines, 7 innings, 2 hits, no runs, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts. 3-0, and Cam taking the whole way, and a fastball is down the pipe for a strike. It is 3-1. Second time that we've seen Yeager in this series. He pitched on Wednesday. 3-1, and Devaney lifts it foul, first base side. And the count 3-2. Yeager came in and pitched a perfect eighth inning in which he struck out 3. The Shuckers had a 5-4 lead at that time. And Braves would hit a 2-run homer in the first. Jackson Reitz a 2-run homer in the bottom of the frame. Devaney down to a knee as he reaches and strikes out swinging on a slider away. One gone in the inning, and Jason Koka the batter. Well, Shuckers, their two hits both came back in the sixth inning. Koka had one of them. A lofted fly ball out into shallow left field that fell in, but he was immediately canceled out on a double play. First offer, this is skipped into the glove. How did that get up there? And a throw by Jaeger. How did it get from his feet to his glove?
Well, it might have been a kick save and a beaut.
I guess so. That was a rocket right back to him. Jaeger standing at 6'4". And at the very least, I thought he was going to have to reach down and pick it up. But instead, it's right there in his glove. And he makes the easy toss to first, and Koka is retired. Two gone here in the eighth. Another look at it on MILB.TV. And it just came right up in between his knees, and he was right there for it. That's a couple tonight. Terrence Dostin now the hitter, and the offer on the way. 1-1 the count to Terrence with two gone and the bases empty. Shuckers trailing 3-0 at the bottom of the eighth. The 1-1. And Dostin reaching for a slider down low, and the count is 1-2. Dostin 0-2 tonight. He's grounded out both times. Two gone here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Braves leading it 3-0. The right-hander Jaeger is 1-2. And Dostin fights it off foul left side. The series continues tomorrow night with another 6:35 p.m. first pitch. Shuck Yeah Saturday coming your way as the 1-2. And Dostin spoils another one foul. Those will be honoring Biloxi's Southern Negro League team. Special jerseys worn by the Shuckers. First 1,000 fans receive a T-shirt as they come through the gates, presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. As the 1-2, Dostin foul tips it into the mitt of Brown, and it's a second strikeout in the inning for Jaeger in a 1-2-3 frame for the right-hander. That sends us on to the ninth. Shuckers trailing it 3-0 on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Hey, Floyd.
Yes, Berkey.
How do I look?
Less disheveled than usual. What's the occasion?
Heading to the river. There's some pretty gals down there.
Your truck's too ragged. Ain't no woman gonna go for you in that.
No?
No, you don't want the truck working against you. You need to head to Southern Pro Truck first.
Yeah?
Get you some steps and running boards, a nice tonneau cover. Southern Pro Truck's got all the stuff to make your truck look sexy.
Shouldn't I look sexy?
Baby steps, Sparky. Baby steps. Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
You reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Jayanna Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jayanna Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jayanna Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today, or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashions.
Ninth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers trailing the Mississippi Braves 3-0. Right-hander JT Henson out for his second inning. Trey Harris, the right fielder, leads it off, and the first pitch is a breaking ball high. It is 1-0. 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors for the M Braves. No runs, just 2 hits and no errors for Biloxi. Right-hander Henson readies, and his 1-0. And that is at the top of the zone for a strike. It is 1-1. Harris is 0-for-3 tonight. Fly to right, struck out, and grounded out his last time up in the seventh. Hinson, the 1-1 offer. And a fastball's outside. 2-1. As they play on here in the ninth inning, a look quickly at the Brewers' score for this evening. Well, they don't get to that until the postgame show, but Corbin Burns on the mound tonight. 2-1 on the outer edge for a strike. It is 2-2. And the Brewers gave the Cy Young Award winner and former Biloxi Shucker plenty of space to pitch tonight. The set in the 2-2. Outer edge just missed. And the count has run full to Harris. That was kind of the story early on in the season. Burns would start, and he turned a really good outing, but just didn't get pretty much any run support. Well, the Brewers gave him 7 in the second. As the 3-2 is hit in the air back of home foul. Double by Colton Wong to drive in a run. Luis Urias, now a former Biloxi Shucker, albeit on Major League Rehab, hit his 9th home run of the year. Keston Hira, his 7th, and Rowdy Tellez, his 16th. 3-2, fouled off again. Burns tonight did not allow a hit until the 6th inning. 6 innings, 1 hit, 1 run, 4 walks, though, and 5 strikeouts for Corbin Burns. 3-2, and that is just high and away for ball 4. Couple of really good pitches in that at-bat by Hinson, but they are called balls, and it is a walk to Harris. Second of the night for Hinson. Leadoff man is on, and it brings up Andrew Moritz. The game is certainly not over, but 9-1 in favor of the Crew right now. That game is in the bottom of the 7th inning. Trevor Kelly on to pitch now. He was recalled from AAA Nashville today with the news that Adrian Hauser has been placed on the 15-day IL. First offer to Moritz. That's a little low and outside with a curveball. It is 1-0. Though the prognosis for the former Shucker, Adrian Hauser, was pretty good from everything that we heard, but he left last night's start with right elbow soreness. Runner goes late. The pitch is high. The throw down to second, and it's not scooped cleanly. Now Harris is up heading to third. Dalston's throw is late. And so it's a steal by Trey Harris, and then he will move to third on the throwing error. So an E2 allows Harris to move down to third. And a man on third with nobody out. Infield now plays in with no, and the pitch backhanded by Reitz. Harris had taken a big break towards home, but a clean pick by Reitz, and that holds him back. So a sticky spot for Hinson. 2-0 the count to Moritz, who is 2-for-3 tonight with a couple of singles. He's put the ball in play all 3 times. The 2-0. And a whiff and a miss at a levitating breaking ball. It's 2-1. But Moritz had the bouncer just to the left of home that Robbie hit barehanded and threw home with the out. Hinson readies, and the pitch is hit in the air. Right field. Weimer backing up on it on the warning track. Another step back, and he reaches up and makes the catch. Moritz, a fly ball to deep right field. That will get Harris home, and it's 4-0 Braves. Second sacrifice fly of the night for Mississippi. The bases are now empty with one gone. And Logan Brown, the catcher, the batter. First offer on the way, and a check swing is tapped foul for a strike. It is 0-1. So 4-0 in favor of Mississippi. They do have some action down in their bullpen as it looks like a left-hander is starting to get loose. Pitch on the way, and an elevated pitch is fouled off by Brown, and it is 0-2. I would assume that is Jake Higginbotham down there. The only two lefties that the M-Braves have in their pen are Hayden Deal and Higginbotham. And remember, Deal took over the other night when Alan Rangel did not make it out of the first inning, as this is outside. And they count one ball and two strikes to Brown. Henson sets, and the 1-2. And a check still to third, and Raul Moreno says, or excuse me, making Hammond at third tonight, says no swing. And so the count draws even at 2-2. Brown with an RBI single out to left, his last time up in the seventh. The 2-2. Swing and a tipper into the mid of Reed, so it's a strikeout. First K of the night for Henson. Two gone, and Riley Delgado the batter. So worth mentioning that because Rangel did not pitch out of the first inning back on Wednesday night, he's now slated to go on Sunday in our series finale. First offer on the way to Delgado when a slider breaks in for a strike, 0-1. Jared Schuster was scheduled to come back and pitch for a second time in this series, but now he will be bumped to July 4th in Pensacola. The 0-1. And that is high, 1-1. I should rephrase that. He will be going against Pensacola on Monday, as the Wahoos will head to Pearl. Set in the 1-1. And that is hit the opposite way, but slicing foul. The count is 1-2 now to Delgado. 4-0 in favor of the M-Braves here in the top of the ninth inning. A run across on a sack fly by Andrew Moritz. Righty Henson is 1-2, and a breaking ball is fought off foul. Shuckers with two more games here at home in this series to finish off their longest homestand of the year. And then they will head on the road for 12 games in 13 days. 1-2 is fought back to the screen. And so the count stays at a ball and two strikes.
Just the way that, you know, for any fans that have come out to every game up to this point, it'll feel like it's been a year.
1-2, and this is shot up the middle, of base hit. Second hit of the night for Delgado. He has now doubled and singled, and the lineup will turn over to Cody Milligan.
The Shuckers will be away from home. It's going to feel like a year as well.
Well, if you think about it, too, the Shuckers were obviously to July 1st now. Biloxi played 15 games at home in June, from June 7th through June 30th. So most of the last 3 weeks, Biloxi has been at this ballpark. First offer on the way to Milligan, and he hits this in the air down the left field line towards the bullpen that houses the M-Braves, and Campbell, even at a full sprint, was shaded towards center, so he was not going to get there in time. And it's just a foul ball for strike one. Plus, you add in the fact that after Biloxi is on the road from July 4th through the 17th, that then there's the four-day All-Star break. So after July 3rd, we will not play at home again until July 22nd. The 0-1. A rip and a miss at a breaking ball, and it's 0-2. A quick math on that. That is 19 days, right?
Say the numbers again.
July 22nd. From July 3rd to the 22nd. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. And actually, that was a 1-2. And so it's the second strikeout of the night for Henson. But a run scores on the top of the ninth inning for the M-Braves. And as we head to the bottom of the ninth, it's Mississippi 4 and Biloxi nothing. Remember, Shuckers have put together some big comebacks. They're sending the top of the order to bat in the bottom of the ninth. See what the Shuckers have. Last call on the other side. 4-0 M-Braves going to the bottom of the ninth on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join
For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Come celebrate July 4th weekend at MGM Park. Join us on July 3rd for the one and only Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza, presented by Merit Health Biloxi. Tickets are starting for as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the holiday weekend fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
For the ninth inning, Shuckers trailing 4-0, and further on for the end race is the lefty Jake Higginbotham, and he'll get Noah Campbell to start things off, and the first pitch is fouled off by Noah for a strike.
Now Higginbotham, 26 years old, former Clemson Tiger, 27th appearance with the Embrays this season, 2-3 record, 5.14 ERA, 3 holds, 2 saves, and 4 opportunities.
0-1, and Campbell shoots it foul. Look out on the sweet on the first base side. It is 0-2.
And 20 innings this season has allowed just one home run, walked 8, struck out 30.
So Higginbotham in an 0-2 count to Campbell, and here it is. And that's hit on the ground right at the shortstop, Delgado. Scoops, fires to first, and even with Campbell sprinting down the line, he beats him by a step and a half. One gone as Andrew Monasterio comes to hit. Well, Biloxi has been held to just 2 hits and 3 walks tonight. Both of their hits came back in the 6th inning. Five runs with 2 outs to play with. The first offer. And a fastball in there for a strike. It is 0-1. Second time that we have seen Higginbotham in this series. Came in and pitched on Tuesday night. The 0-1. And Monasterio weaves through a fastball. It is 0-2. Remember, that was the all left-hander night. As Schuster went 5 1/3 innings, Deal threw an inning in that game, and then Jake Higginbotham went an inning and 2/3. I was wrong. It was Troy Bacon that covered after Ranhell pitched on Wednesday night. The 0-2. Inside and around his back foot for a ball to Monasterio. And it is 1-2. Monasterio and then Weimer with the hopes of getting to Dillard, Reitz, Valerio, and Devaney. 4-0 in favor of the M-Braves with one gone here in the home half of the ninth. The 1-2 and a bouncer on one hop. It's stabbed out of the air by Higginbotham. He'll throw to first. And there's two gone, and Joey Weimer is the last hope for the Shuckers to avoid the shutout here tonight.
It's been like a record of 1-3 putouts we've seen. I mean, just another stab with the glove by a pitcher tonight. Higginbotham, a little bit easier on his glove side.
Well, he had the 1-3 in the first pitch of the game as this to Weimer is swung on and missed for a strike. Then Robbie Hitt had the 1-2 put out in the seventh. And Vines tonight had a pair of 1-3s, both by Monasterio, as Weimer checks his swing on an inside fastball, and the count is 1-1. And remember, the second one by Monasterio was that sharp line drive that hit what looked like into his torso. 1-1 to Weimer, and Joey takes inside 2 balls and 1 strike for the Shuckers right fielder. 4-0 in Braves in the bottom of the ninth inning. 2 gone, and the base is empty for Weimer. 0-3 tonight. The 2-1, and Joey takes a backfoot slider for a ball. It's 3 balls and 1 strike to Joey. Base 3 times last night, 2 walks and a single, scored a couple of runs. Just need a base runner here. 3-1, and a home run hack as he goes over a fastball for a strike. Now the count is run full. Left-hander Higginbotham sets. And the 3-2 is inside for ball 4. The Shuckers get a 2-out walk. 4th free pass overall for M-Braves pitching tonight.
First one by Higginbotham, and it does bring up Thomas Dillard, who will bat from the right side for the first time tonight. See if the Shuckers can extend a rally here. Look to first on the first offer. He is taken inside for a ball. At 93, it is 1-0. Dillard 0-3 tonight, but back in the fourth inning, he got ahead 3-1 and hit a bullet, but right at Bunnell at first. Weaver not being held on at first in the 1-0. And Dillard checks his swing and takes a called strike of the knees. And the count is 1-1. To see if maybe Weaver is in motion. As the 1-1. And Dillard pops it up. Foul ground right side, tracking after it, Bunnell, and he's just going to run out of space in the Shuckers bullpen. The count is 1-2 to Dillard. A lively crowd on a Friday night. You'd say they've stuck around, but they've barely been here more than 2 hours. Looking for a big rally for Biloxi here in the bottom of the ninth inning, trailing 4-0. The man on first and two gone. There goes the runner, the 1-2, and Dillard strikes out swinging to bring the game to a conclusion. Mississippi Braves shut out the Shuckers tonight. They hold them to just 2 hits. A masterful outing this evening by the right-hander Darius Vines. And Mississippi back with a 4-0 victory tonight. When we come back, it's the postgame show. We'll take you back through this one and get you all set for tomorrow night as Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show.
Welcome back to MGM Park. Shuckers shut out tonight. 4-0 win for the Mississippi Braves. Garrett Green with you here. Thomas Zinzarella alongside. And Thomas, we were treated to a great starting pitching matchup tonight. Tough that Brandon Kennard takes the loss tonight as he pitched really well. Darius Vines, it wasn't a strikeout kind of night like it was yesterday, but he managed to work around 3 walks during the course of his 7 innings, got a couple of double plays. Shuckers got their only 2 hits of the game in the 6th inning, a leadoff single by Jason Coca. Terrence Dostin then hit into a 6-3 double play that was very close at first base. It was a bang-bang, and that's one where I think if we had review in minor league baseball, Mike Guerrero, without even getting a call from the video replay, would have just motioned for the headphones and had them look at it. But it's ruled a 6-3 double play. Noah Campbell then singles. But that was it for Biloxi. They got a walk in the seventh and a walk in the ninth inning. But not much else outside of that tonight. On the other side of things, Kennard was exceptionally retired. The first six men that he faced tonight, Moritz then reached in the third on an infield bouncer on just a miscommunication over at first. Riley Delgado then doubles two batters later. And a sac fly by Cody Milligan drove in a run to make it 1-0 in favor of the M-Braves. After that, Kennard did not let a man reach scoring position all the way until the seventh inning. He came back out for the seventh. He walked the leadoff man, Clementina. Cade Bunnell then doubled out into right field. At that point, Robbie Hitt came on. He got a ground out from Trey Harris that didn't score a run. Got a fielder's choice from Moritz when they got the out at home. Then an RBI single by Logan Brown made it 2-0. The M-Braves would add on a run in the eighth and the ninth as they built a picket fence in the back three innings. And the Shuckers shut out tonight. The third time Biloxi has been shut out this season. And July off to a little bit of a different start than the way pretty much the entire month of June went for the Shuckers offense as they fall tonight 4-0. Well, when we come back, we'll take a look at scores from around the Southern League as well as the Brewers for tomorrow night. All of that as Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
MGM Park. And Braves winner tonight by a score of 4-0. Thomas Zrelli, Garrett Green. Let's take a look at some of the scores around the Southern League as well. All of the three games are still in process because the Shuckers played 2 hours and 6 minutes tonight. So we will start with the first game of the ninth inning right now in Pensacola, Blue Wahoo Stadium. Again, they did not make up. Supposed to play a doubleheader yesterday. Still some rain. They just got one game in, so they're playing a doubleheader tomorrow. But they did get the game in today, and Biscuits 5-0 on top of Pensacola. One run in the top of the second, and thanks to Roberto Alvarez, sacrifice fly, and it was another big inning. 4 runs in the top of the sixth. Meisner double, Osberg single, and then a Tyler Frank single as well. Biscuits out-hit the Blue Wahoos 11-4 tonight. Montgomery is still looking for some more runners on the corners and nobody out. Andrew McInville in the ball game right now in Pensacola. Brett Wisely, 2 hits. Greg Jones with 2 hits tonight. So a couple multi-hit games for some familiar faces as well. Move along next to Chattanooga. There is another no-hitter watch going into the seventh inning tonight. The Barons were no-hitting the Lookouts, and they were ahead 5-0 at the time before Finally, Chattanooga would break that and get three runs in the bottom of the seventh inning. They came via the long ball again. Mike Ciani, a solo home run. Make it 5-1, and they still trail. Then Alex McGarry, we have mentioned his in the last few nights. That's now four straight games with a home run for him. He was brought up from High A Dane earlier this season. He had 11 home runs in 41 games there. And so far, that's number seven for him in 18 games in Double A. So he was somebody to watch out for on the prospect list going in, somebody who could maybe crack the top 30 in the Reds organization. And he homers again tonight. But Birmingham would counter right back, five-run eighth inning. So they had a four-run six, five runs in the eighth. J.J. Muno homered his second long ball of the season. And, McGarry goes yard again. A solo home run, but his team is trailing. So McGarry did homer twice. Again, he's got, so that is five home runs in his last four games he has homered in. So he's got eight already in Double A. Really exciting to maybe see him in a few weeks when he comes to MGM Park. But again, Birmingham 10-4 winners.
All right, thank you so much, Thomas. As for the Brewers affiliated system, all right, you get to pick again tonight. Are we going to go low A or triple A to start things off?
We'll go triple A.
All right, we'll go triple A. Indianapolis and Nashville. Ethan Small on the mound tonight. Six innings for Small, three runs on six hits. No walks, just one strikeout for Ethan Small. Oh, strikeouts have gone dry tonight across minor league and major league baseball. But Nashville with a 5-3 lead in this contest. A run scored for the Sounds after they fell behind 3-0. A five-run bottom of the fifth as Garrett Whitley with an RBI double to drive and run. Weston Wilson with a double to drive in Garrett Whitley. Bryce Turang then singles in a run. And Abraham Almonte with a line drive single as well. So all five runs for the Sounds came in the bottom of the fifth. Matt Hardy is now on in the top of the seventh inning to try and stretch to the back end of this game and get the Sounds a win. Meanwhile, for High A Wisconsin, they scored eight runs in the first inning. Tristan Peters had an RBI single, and then Darian Miller hit a grand slam, his sixth home run of the year. They weren't done, though, as Ashton McGee hit his second home run of the year. It was a three-run blast, and there was your 8-0 lead. Cedar Rapids did get two back immediately in the top of the second, but in the bottom of the second inning, Ashton McGee with a RBI single that made it 9-2. And then Darian Miller, he wasn't done yet, RBI single. And Ashton McGee have a big night with a double that drives in two. It was 12-2 at that point. Cedar Rapids has scored four in the top of the fifth. So that game is only in the top of the sixth inning right now, but it's 12-6 in favor of Wisconsin. This is weird. On just two hits in the game tonight, looks like a bases-loaded walk forced in a run, and then a triple drove in a couple of runs as well. So the bizarre gets more and more bizarre as well. On the mound tonight for Wisconsin, they had Antone Kelly. 4 1/3 hitless innings, but here's your answer. Seven walks in the game tonight for Kelly. He ends up giving up four runs without allowing a hit, so inherited runners came in and scored off of him. He did strike out seven as well in the game tonight. And last but not least, Low A Carolina. They pick up another win over Fayetteville tonight. You remember how the Sounds scored five runs in one inning? Well, the Woodpeckers did the same thing, except they scored all five of theirs in the bottom of the second inning. Jeremy Vargas with an RBI double, his seventh of the year. Jesus Garcia, even though he struck out swinging, a throwing error allowed two runs to come in and score. Hendry Mendez, who was the winner in last night's game, delivered a walk-off RBI single. He had a ground out that drove in a run. And then Jackson Chirillo, with his 16th double of the year, drives in a runner. And that was all the offense Carolina needed tonight as they pick up a 5-2 victory. And last but not least, the Milwaukee Brewers have blown it open here in the eighth inning against the Pirates. Remember, the Crew had a seven-run second with Corbin Burns on the mound. They added two in the fourth. The Pirates got one run off of Burns in the bottom of the sixth. They're going to make sure their Cy Young Award winner gets the win tonight. It is 15-1
at
the top of the eighth inning as the Brew Crew had put another six on the board. Corbin Burns, six innings, one run on a hit, four walks, and five strikeouts tonight. Looks like pretty much everybody in the Brewers lineup getting in it tonight. Willie Adames has four RBIs. Rowdy Tellez has five in the ballgame tonight. Luis Urias has a pair. And Keston here, the designated hitter, 2-for-4 tonight with a run driven in as well. All right, final numbers from our game tonight. The Mississippi Braves, 4 runs on 7 hits, no errors. They leave 6 men on base. For the Biloxi Shuckers, no runs on 2 hits, 1 error. They end up leaving fines. It improves to 4-4 on the season. The losing pitcher, tough luck loser tonight, is Brandon Kinnear. He drops to 0-1. Tonight's game took 2 hours and 6 minutes in front of a crowd of 2,101 on a 79-degree cloudy night here in Biloxi. With the win, Mississippi is now 31-42 on the year. They're 2-2 in the second half of the Southern League season. The Shuckers now 36-35 on the year. They are also 2-2 in the second half. Next up, it's another 6:35 p.m. first pitch tomorrow night for the Shuckers. They will send the right-hander Noah Zavalas to the mound, 2-1 with a 6.34 ERA. He'll be opposed by the right-hander Tanner Gordon, 4-4 with a 7.21 earned run average. First pitch comes your way at 6:35 p.m. We're on the air for you at 6:20 tomorrow night from right here at MGM Park. Well, a big thanks to our entire crew for all of their hard work tonight. Big thanks to Thomas Zenzarella as well, play-by-play, color commentator, broadcast coordinator, and social media extraordinaire. Thomas, thank you as always for all of your hard work, sir.
Well, thank you, Garrett.
But as we always say, the biggest thanks goes out to all of you who made us a part of your Friday evening. Whether you listen for an out, an inning, or you're with us for the whole contest, we're thrilled you made Biloxi Shuckers baseball a part of your night. So for our entire crew, for Thomas Zenzarella, I'm Garrett Green saying so long from here at MGM Park. Your final score, the Mississippi Braves 4, the Biloxi Shuckers nothing. Back at it again tomorrow night at 6:35 p.m. Until then, good night from the banks of the Mississippi Sound.
You've been listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network. This broadcast has been brought to you by Coca-Cola, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BiloxiShuckers.com.